This is lecture number 3 of a 4-part series on Jeremiah the prophet. The lectures are titled Jeremiah and Prophecy. In the previous 2 lectures, I have shown how Jeremiah was selected even before his birth to be a prophet to all nations on earth, and that his prophecy would last from the 6th century B.C. unto our modern times, into our times today. He wrote many prophecies found in the Bible that most people know nothing about. They think that the prophecies of Jeremiah are found in the 52 chapters that we find in his book, and that is true, plus the 5 chapters in the book of Lamentations. But they are unaware that Jeremiah actually gave prophecies in other areas of the Bible. I have shown in the last lecture some of those regions, and what we need to do is to understand how Jeremiah fits in to the overall plan of God, and how his prophecies are axial prophecies dealing with not only his time in which he lived, but our time today. Most prophetic interpreters are oblivious to the prophetic teachings that come from Jeremiah. They are unaware that many of the prophecies of the scripture that they attribute to other people actually come from Jeremiah the prophet. And these people, the people today who are prophesying these matters or interpreting them, they will continue to be blinded because they have not utilized the proper principles of the Holy Scriptures in understanding the prophetic themes. For example, in the book of Lamentations, we have 5 chapters, and all of those chapters are a prophecy of the fall of Jerusalem and the temple in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. But in actual fact, those prophecies also deal with the time of 70 AD, in which Titus, the emperor of Rome, was able with his armies to overcome Jerusalem and destroy the temple. And the temple went up in flames on the exact day that they went up in flames some 600 years before, just exactly as Jeremiah the prophet said they would be. On the 9th of Ab, that is the 9th of Ab, the 5th month of the Hebrew calendar in the summertime, very near our August today. Now, these prophecies we find in the book of Lamentations are important because there is coming a future temple. There's coming a future time, I mean on our horizon, just on the horizon today, in which these prophecies are going to come back into relevance. Because Daniel, we find, at the time of Jeremiah, prophesied along with him and Ezekiel, that there was going to be at the very end of the age the overthrow of the Babylonian system that was to be inaugurated back there at the time of Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel in the 6th century B.C. And at the conclusion of that Babylonian system, the prophecies of Jeremiah, the prophecies of Ezekiel, the prophecies of Daniel would once more come back into relevance. And we need to realize these things if we want to understand about the prophecies that Jesus Christ said would occur at the end of the age. And the Apostle Paul and the Apostle John, also in the book of Revelation, said would occur in our time today, just on the horizon to us. Jeremiah, in actual fact, is an actual prophet. He's a prophet not only for the time period some 2,500 years ago, but also for us today. I showed you that his writings are found in various sections of the scripture that most people would not even realize. Psalm 119, the longest chapter in the Bible, is an acrostic. Every 8 verses there start with a different letter of the Hebrew alphabet. That prophecy that we find in Psalm 119 was written by the very man we're talking about here, and most people don't even realize it. It was written by Jeremiah the prophet. It has to do with events dealing with our time today, if we will have enough knowledge to understand it. Then there's also Psalm 89. In my second lecture, right at the very end, I mentioned how that psalm was a psalm that ended the third division of the book of Psalms. The third division has to do with the destruction of the city of Jerusalem and the temple. Now, that was the temple in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. But also the same relevance deals with the temple that was destroyed in the time of Titus. in the time of 70 AD, and it also has relevance for us today. In the book of Isaiah, we find that many of the prophecies of the Bible are cyclical in nature, that what was beginning in one time will also have a repetition in the future. I've given lectures on this before, and it's most important for us to understand this. And Jeremiah is one of those axial prophets that he comes up, in all types of prophecies dealing with important beginnings in the history of the world. In the beginning of the Christ Jesus, when he was born into the world, we find a prophecy of Jeremiah that introduces that. When he was crucified on the tree of crucifixion, we also find a prophecy of Jeremiah that introduces that. We find in the book of Daniel that the very prophecies of Daniel dealing with the time from his period on down to us today and into the future, into the kingdom of God, Daniel actually refers back to, and I'm going to show you in a few moments, to Jeremiah the prophet as the axial kingpin, the person that you pay attention to if you want to know what the prophecies of the future are all about. If you do not know what Jeremiah the prophet is all about, you do not understand prophecy. It is just that simple. Now, in this four-part series, I'm going to show you in this lecture how important as a kingpin Jeremiah is in all of the major epochs and eras that God has introduced in the world from the time of Jeremiah down to our time today. It is most important that we understand it. Several of the prophecies of the scripture, which you would not even think Jeremiah had anything to do with, in actual fact, if you'll pay close attention to what the apostles said in the New Testament, they refer to prophecies given by Daniel in certain areas of the Old Testament that you would not even realize if you did not pay close attention to what the apostles said in the book of Matthew. And I'm going to show you that in this lecture. I cannot emphasize too strongly the importance of Jeremiah, because Jeremiah not only is the one who concluded the old civilizations that existed before his time, but he is the one who introduces the civilization known as the Babylonian civilization that you and I are in today. The prophet Ezekiel understood Jeremiah's important role. Daniel understood Jeremiah's important role. And in fact, Daniel's prophecies themselves have no relevance unless they are appended to and based upon and associated with the prophecies of Jeremiah, the axial prophet. That is why this four-part series I'm giving to you today is most important for you to understand about not only the prophecies dealing with the 5th and 6th centuries B.C., not only the prophecies dealing with the city of Jerusalem and the temple in 70 A.D. when it was destroyed, but it deals with the temple and the city of Jerusalem at the end of the age, just before the establishment of the millennium and the kingdom of God on earth. In other words, Daniel and Ezekiel knew that Jeremiah was the king prophet, the axial prophet, to give prophecies dealing with the emergence of the kingdom of God on earth when Shishak, that is, Babylon, would finally be destroyed and a new civilization under God would come on this earth under the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who would be King of Kings and Lord of Lords over this entire earth. Yes, the prophecies of the Bible are in many ways hinged upon this axial prophet who was called before his birth. He was a priest from Anathoth, a little village about 3 or 4 miles east and north of Jerusalem. But this man here, who was called at 17 years of age, had a 40 years period of prophecy unto the destruction of the city of Jerusalem and the temple in the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar. But that did not cease his prophecies. We find Jeremiah, even after that time, showing prophecies of the future. And you're going to find in this lecture that I'm going to give to you four chapters of the Bible that most of you will have thought belongs to another prophet, in actual fact, belongs to none other than this man I am talking about right now, Jeremiah the prophet, whose prophecies were appended to that of another prophet, which I will mention as we go along. Yes, we find this prophet Jeremiah is most important. He is the one who we call the axial prophet. Remember in his commission, in the first chapter of the book of Jeremiah, he was a prophet to destroy, to cast down, to throw down, to overthrow all of the civilizations of the past. He did that marvelously well. But he was also a prophet to build and to plant. What he built and planted was the Babylonian system of government, a Gentile system of government under God's authority with the head of gold of Nebuchadnezzar, and then going on down through Persia and through Greece and on down to us today and down all the way to the toes of that image. And then the mountain would have a stone at the very top carved out that would roll down the mountainside, and as Daniel saw, hit that image, that Babylonian image, on its feet, on its toes, and it would topple over, and then that stone would pummel into dust that Babylonian image, and that very stone that came down out of that mountain would become a great kingdom on this earth, and it would devour the entirety of this earth. That stone, dear brethren, was or will be the kingdom of God under Jesus Christ. It's all right there in the book of Daniel, but Daniel rests his authority primarily, as I will show you in this lecture, on none other than Jeremiah the prophet. And in every time that God introduces a new epoch, a new era, a new beginning, even with Jesus Christ, with his birth and with his death, do you know who is evoked as a primary prophet to show the introduction of these things? That's right. It's our prophet we're talking about, Jeremiah. And I want to tell you this. You have probably never heard this before. In fact, I know you haven't heard this before because most people do not know how important Jeremiah was. He is the axial prophet not only for back there in the 6th century B.C., and not only for the understanding of proper comprehension of what was happening in 70 A.D. with the temple being destroyed, but also he is the prophet to introduce the end times that you and I are just on the verge of entering. Yes, he is very important, and it's time that we start understanding just how significant and how important is this prophecy, or the prophets Jeremiah and his prophecies. In actual fact, when you look at the prophecies of the Bible, you will have to come to the understanding that he is not only the axial prophet, that is the key prophet, in the overall scheme of prophecy found in the entirety of the Bible, but he is the one that everyone else depends upon, including Daniel the prophet himself. And I'm going to show that in this very lecture that we have today. Now, the central chronological prophecy of Daniel, I should say of Jeremiah, is found in Jeremiah chapter 25, verses 1 through 11. I want you to turn there if you have your Bibles, because you'll find that Jeremiah 25 is a most important scripture. I've already referred to it in my first lecture and in my second lecture. But you know where I began with the prophecy in my first and second lecture? I began in verse 15, where it shows Jeremiah was a prophet to the nations. And he was a prophet, first of all, to Judah and Jerusalem, and then to the surrounding nations, and then finally to Egypt. And then he goes a little farther afield. He goes into the Arabian area. Then he goes to Tyre. He goes to Sidon. And then finally he goes to Media. And then he goes to all the nations of the world. Remember that? Also in this chapter 25, the last nation that Jeremiah goes to give the cup of wrath that God wants to give to the nations on this earth, is Shishak. I've already identified Shishak. Jeremiah himself identifies Shishak in Jeremiah 51. He shows that Shishak is a cipher for Babylon, Mystery Babylon, Mystery Babylon is the last of the Gentile nations that will drink the cup of the wrath of God, and then after that will come the kingdom of God on earth that you and I are all looking forward to, and the introduction of the millennium on this earth. That has not happened yet. So chapter 25 of the book of Jeremiah is a prophecy from the beginning of Jeremiah's time on down to the destruction of Shishak, that is, the destruction of the Babylonian kingdom or empire that's going to exist on this earth and does exist on this earth at the present time. But in the forepart of this prophecy, we find here something that I did not mention before. Now I want to give it to you because it's most important to see the connection of this one prophecy dealing with a chronological point of view that shows Jeremiah to be the most important of the prophecies or prophets of the entirety of the scripture. Let's look at chapter 25 and verse 1. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. This prophecy was uttered 19 years before the destruction of the temple and the Jerusalem back in his day. Why do I know that? Because that took place in the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar. This prophecy here takes place in the first year of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was the head of gold. It goes on to say the prophecy here was one given to Jeremiah, and then he starts to show his authority that he had from God to be able to give this prophecy. Now, verse 8, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, because you have not heard my words," this is what God says to Judah, "behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, saith the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and I will bring them against this land, and against the inhabitants thereof, and against all these nations round about," not only Judah, but the nations round about, the Philistines, Tyre, Sidon, Moab, Ammon, Edom, Egypt, all the nations round about are also going to be caught up in this prophecy. It says, "I will make them an astonishment. I will make them a hissing and perpetual desolations." That was the prophecy that God gave to Jeremiah. He is an axial prophet to cause an end to those civilizations in the 6th century before Christ. Going on to verse 10. "Moreover, I will take from them," that is these nations, "the voice of mirth, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones, and the light of the candle." In other words, he's going to bring on them destruction. Verse 11. "And this whole land, the land of Judah, shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon." That's what he says. Now, that was back there in the 6th century B.C. Now, look at verse 12, however. This is the cardinal prophecy on which all the other prophecies, chronological prophecies, those of Daniel, those of Zechariah, and those even of the book of Revelation are based. They're based upon this one prophecy that I'm going to give you right here. And this prophecy is so important that it's repeated twice in the book of Jeremiah. And not only is it repeated twice in the book of Jeremiah, in the concluding verses of the book of Chronicles, which is a history of Judah, a history of Jerusalem, a history of the house of David, and how it came to an end in the time of Zedekiah, in the time of the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, and all of that. The last statements in the book of Chronicles has to do with the perpetuation of and the initiation of this one prophecy that I'm going to give you right here. And not only that, that the book of Daniel itself, the whole of all the prophecies of the book of Daniel are dependent upon this one prophecy, which I'm going to give you in verse 12 of this book of Jeremiah. Now, he repeats the prophecy in chapter 29, but it is so important that if you do not understand this significant point right here of a chronological basis, then you're not going to understand the chronological prophecies of Daniel at all, dealing even with the introduction of Jesus Christ into this world. We're going to find that this prophecy here is so important that it is repeated consistently at least 7 times in other areas of the scripture. And you're never going to find anybody tell you that, but I'm telling you that. And you're going to see it with your own eyes. I'm going to point out these scriptures. Daniel was an axial prophet. He was a key prophet. I said Daniel, I mean Jeremiah. Daniel, yes, but Jeremiah was the one who uttered the prophecy. Daniel was the one who perpetuated it with the chronological time periods, which you and I can understand today. And if you want to know what that prophecy is, here it is. And you know, the interesting thing about this prophecy is it is a chronological one. It gives you a number of years in which things are going to develop. And you know, when you have a set number of years, if you have a year beginning here and a set number of years at the end of it, you would expect certain things to take place. Well, this prophecy here is a chronological prophecy dealing with a set period of time. And I want to tell you this, in the interpretation of the prophecy given here in Jeremiah and mentioned about 7 different times in the scripture, and also reinforced by Daniel the prophet, most people who lived at the time did not believe that the prophecy came to pass. But you know, it absolutely did come to pass, and it will come to pass in the future, just on the horizon to us, because the very prophecies of Daniel are dependent upon this one chronological prophecy that we're going to look at right now. All right, it's in verse 12. It says that the king of Babylon will come down, who is Nebuchadnezzar. He is called in verse 9, my servant, God's servant. He's a Gentile king. You would say, well, God doesn't have Gentile kings as his servant. I beg your pardon. He does. God rules all the nations of this earth. He not only rules Israel and Judah, he not only rules the United States of America or Britain or whatever nation, he rules them all. Now, it's true that Satan the devil, he is allowed to have control temporarily over some of these nations. But who has ultimate control? It is God the Father under Jesus Christ. They have a plan, and they're going to see that it is worked out to the crossing of a T and the dotting of an I. Look at this chronological prophecy here. Keep it in mind, because this chronological prophecy is mentioned 7 different times in Scripture, and God meant what he said when he said this prophecy. And most people today, even Christian interpreters, do not believe that Jeremiah was correct in what he said. Jeremiah, however, was correct. You're going to have to realize it. I'm going to have to realize it. The world will have to realize it. And when they do, they're going to understand the scripture as never before. What is this chronological prophecy upon which the whole of Daniel and the prophecies of the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and the introduction of the kingdom of God on earth in the future is dependent? It is right here in verse 12. Here it is. And it shall come to pass, Jeremiah said, when 70 years are accomplished. There's the chronological prophecy. Notice it. 70 years that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, saith the Lord, for their iniquity and the land of the Chaldeans, and I will make it a perpetual desolations at the end of 70 years. There is the central prophecy. Do you know, let me tell you before I go on any farther, there is not a prophetic interpreter today, and I guarantee you this, that I know of, that will tell you that this prophecy of 70 years took place. They do not believe it. Most of them will say the prophecy is an exaggeration. It could have been no more than 50 years, 51 or 52 at the most, and Jeremiah absolutely states it is 70 years. This 70 years is so significant and so profound and so definitive that it is mentioned at least 7 different times in other areas of the scripture, which I'm going to give you in a few moments. And when it says 70 years, it means 70 years. And when you begin to understand that it's 70 years, you're going to put together a chronological scheme dating all the way from Adam down to the second coming of Christ, based upon the book of Daniel and based upon the prophecies of Jeremiah, that will make perfectly good sense, make absolute sense, that will show that the prophecies here of God are without a doubt perfect, consistent, and that they are reliable. Hardly a prophetic interpreter today believes this. But it says right there, and I just read it to you. You can read it in your own scripture. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 25 and verse 12. Does it not say 70 years? I just read it to you. It says 70 years. I'm going to show on the next side of this lecture, of this tape, that it's going to be 70 years interpreted by other prophets. They knew it was a 70-year period. I know it's a 70-year period. I hope you feel it's a 70-year period. But the scholars of the world, the theologians of the world, in all the denominations of Christendom put together, believe that Jeremiah was a liar. It was not 70 years. And I'm telling you, it is 70 years. Let me read that to you again. And it shall come to pass when 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, saith the Lord, for his iniquity. 70 years. And we will find that this prophecy right here is so important that it is mentioned seven different times in the scripture to be able to show a benchmark leading up to the chronological indications dealing with the advent of Jesus Christ on earth. If you do not accept this as being 70 years, you do not accept, when you look at the overall scheme of things, Jesus Christ as being the Son of the living God, coming at the time when he said he would. Jeremiah said 70 years. Brethren, it's 70 years. I'm going to show on the B-side of this lecture how important that 70 years is. This concludes the A section of the prophecy, Jeremiah and prophecy.